Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Treat dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, The Bird Show.
If there's something that you do and you're wondering if it's normal, we'll decide for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jen was actually, she changed some people's lives the last time.
Yeah, I do this weird thing. When I do laundry, I take my jeans out of the washer, and you know how they're all like crinkled, cramped up once they come out of the washing machine? Well, I have to take them out. I have to shake them out, like shake all the wrinkles out, and then I have to like smooth them and fold them, and then I put them in the dryer.
And it works.
Did you try it?
Yes. Do it?
Mm-hmm. And there's less wrinkles in your jeans, right?
It works.
I got an email from a listener who did the same thing, and he loves it too, and now he's doing it.
Before I heard Jen, I usually did. I would take them out of the dryer and I'd shake them out.
Everybody shakes them out, right?
But I tried the folding thing, and it works.
You don't even shake them out? I shake them out.
I just put my laundry in the drawer, yeah.
But then there's like those permanent wrinkles in your jeans.
Yeah.
And I used to do it. I used to do it where I would hang them all dry, and then once they were hung dry, I would put them in the dryer just to kind of tighten them back up again. But that takes even longer. So the shaking them out and the folding is like a shorter way to get them the way that I want them.
The listener emailed Jen, and I actually was like asking her to explain it, because once she said that she. The listener did it. Now Tracy's saying, like, it still comes apart in the dryer. And Jen goes, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It works. Something about it works.
If it makes me feel better, then.
It's not normal, but.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe we've taken something that's not normal and made it mainstream.
It
Tracy.
Yes. I don't think this is that abnormal, but every time I read something sad or see something sad on TV, if it's after Ella's gone to bed, I get her out of bed and I hold her like for like an hour or so and just let her sleep on the couch with me.
Because you're sad?
Well, that's sweet, though.
Just because I'm like, just because it makes me sad. Like, I mean, if it has anything to do with a baby, I definitely do. But just anything that makes me kind of sad that makes me want to be close to your baby, I don't think
that's abnormal.
So at Christmas time when those Publix commercials were on?
Right. I'll get her out of bed and I'll hold her.
Yeah, she did not get one good night's sleep the whole holiday season.
And I wonder why she has sleeping issues.
It happens often. Does it happen often?
About how many times a week?
Probably three.
Oh, okay. No wonder she can't sleep through the night.
I know, but I feel better.
I don't think that's normal.
Yeah, Ella's not in this.
We have to find out from moms if that's normal.
Ella's not in this world for Tracy. Ella's not in this world for her. It's for Tracy.
Mm-hmm. I could see if it was a movie about, but a Publix commercial probably is that.
I don't know that's happened for a Publix commercial, but like any news stories and stuff like that. I definitely get her out of bed and hold her.
But next time I see one of those, like I said, or Latter-day Saint or Publix commercials, I'm going over to Tracy's and I'm going to
hold that one.
Except
Tracy will already you'll be fighting over her. You'll each have an arm. Hey, Diana, welcome to The Bird Show.
Morning, guys. Love you.
All right, love you too.
You.
Loving you right back, darling. So, am I normal?
Okay, well, I like to flash my lights at oncoming cars, like, to warn them of police trap.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When there's no police trap.
Why do you do that?
Awesome.
I don't know. Honestly, I get some kind of weird thrill out of looking in my rearview mirror and seeing their brake lights come on really fast and panic and like, a cop.
And they
look
all around.
That's
now,
hilarious.
Just to, defend myself, I also flash my lights when there is a police trap.
Okay.
But I don't know.
That's funny.
I have the power, I guess. I don't know.
It's
that
a power
paranoia
trip.
Sucks.
Hilarious.
Because you'll be on the brakes for the next 5 miles.
Looking all over.
Because you're never
a concerned citizen.
You're never exactly sure where it is.
Yeah.
So you're like, the girl wouldn't have warned me for nothing. Hey, Beth.
Hey.
What's
up? You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so I have this weird thing when I go to the bathroom. I can't stand the bottom of my pants to touch the ground.
Okay.
So I have to take my pants off completely and fold them up and hang them over the towel bar or, like, on the back of the hook in the bathroom in the public places.
In the public? I mean, you, so you public? Do, you do this in anywhere?
Anywhere. Anywhere. My friend's house, my work, everywhere I go. I mean, I literally have to take them off completely because the thought of my pants, like, touching the floor freaks me out.
That's hilarious.
Well, so, isn't there more opportunity for your pants to touch the floor if you're taking them off?
No, I don't know. It's just, I don't know why. Carefully... I mean, I, like, take them off. I'm, like, really careful not to, like, let them touch the ground. And the funny thing is my husband laughs about it because I walk around barefoot so much. I love walking around barefoot, so apparently my feet don't bother me, but... My pants, that's funny.
I don't take mine off, but if they're too long and I go to a public bathroom, I'll roll them up so they don't touch the touch the floor.
Really? Well, I could see that. That but makes sense. How long is it taking you to go to the bathroom?
Not very long. I mean, not like a huge amount of time, but yeah, no, I've tried rolling them up, and I don't know. I feel constricted, I guess. I don't know. It's just weird.
Didn't Bert have a friend who got completely naked?
I don't know.
Whenever he used the bathroom?
I thought it was a Seinfeld episode that George used to take his pants off.
And have to remove it. Yeah, I would be worried that the place I was in would catch on fire.
Yeah, no kidding. I have an Am I Normal from Twitter. She says, when I eat M&Ms, I have to eat them in pairs inspired by college football team colors.
Oh, that's funny. That's great.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I can only eat goldfish by the tail first and then the body of the goldfish.
Really?
I can't eat goldfish any other way, so I have to bite the tail off, and then I can eat the little body of the goldfish. I just noticed that yesterday.
I used to animal crackers when I was a kid. I had to eat the head off first, I guess, so that they couldn't see what I was going to do to the rest of them. I don't know.
What did you do to the rest of them, weirdo?
Shut up.
Hey, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. First, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
That's cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. I had a mom just like Tracy, and every time I see something sad on TV, I always... get my daughter up and hold her for a while before she goes back to bed.
How often does it happen in a week's time? How often do you do it?
Well, she's older now. She's 2.5, but when she was a baby, I did it probably at least 3 or 4 times a night when she was first
born. A night?
Y'all are both oddly codependent.
Or maybe we're normal.
Hey, Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Okay, well, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I do this thing where if I see a billboard or a sign or something say, like, right lane must turn right,
okay,
and I have to do it in pairs of two, and I have to say, like, RIGHTLANEM, and if it's not even, when I get to the end of the phrase or sentence, I have to add more to it until it's even, and then I can stop.
That's like
it's very OCD.
Was it OCD, yeah.
Very OCD, yes. Yeah. And then if I'm watching TV and I'm doing it, I have to, like, sign it in sign language.
Really?
I've done it as far back as I can remember, and I have no idea why, and I cannot stop.
Just that one sign?
Anything. I have to add to anything. Like anything I see, if it just pops up, I just do it in my head automatically. And if it's not even, I have to add to it to make it even.
So, like, I happened to look up at the television, and across the bottom it said NBC, Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News.
Yes.
So would you start spelling that off? And if that's an odd number of letters, would you say Thursday night, or whatever you have to
add. Yes, I have to add the next thing I see to it.
Wow.
Until you can end evenly.
Until it's evenly.
So with every word?
Every word.
Wow.
That's got to consume
you. And this is only
you.
On, like, billboards and signs and television.
Anything. Like a trash can could say something, and I would have to do it.
Are you able to read a book successfully? Like,
not really.
Yeah.
Because
if it's every word you do, I can't imagine you opening a page and having all those letters in front of you.
Have you ever sought any help for that?
No, but I probably should, actually.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Annoying.
Well, it seems like that would be debilitating. Yeah.
It's crazy. And, like, my brother will see me, like, signing, like, mm-hmm. just the letters, and, mm-hmm. and he's like, what are you doing?
What do you do?
Like, stop.
Wow.
Well,
what do you do for a living?
I work at a retail store.
So that's got to be annoying.
Signs right? everywhere.
Yeah, Christmas signs. Time and sales. Thanks uh-huh. for the call. Hey, Anna.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, love you guys.
Thanks.
I actually don't drink anything at all until like 30 minutes after I've finished my meal.
So you never have like a glass of water or something with dinner?
My mom's like that.
Nothing. My mom says I've done it since I was little.
My mother's the same way. I'm oddly fascinated by that. Millie P. does not drink anything during her meal.
Really?
So she eats a whole meal, doesn't really drink anything, and then and her drink, you know, drinking her water or her coffee or anything is separate from actually eating a meal.
Strange. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I don't do this anymore, normal. But my parents told me that I would eat everything on my plate in portions, so I could eat all the potatoes, mm-hmm. and then I would move on, and I would eat all the carrots. Then I'd move on and eat all the roast
beef. Do you have a food touching thing?
Nah.
Some people don't like any of their food to touch. Mm-hmm. That freaks them out.
Hey, Pam?
Yes.
What's your am I normal question?
Hey, guys. Hey. My gas thing when I'm pumping gas has to end on a zero.
Oh yeah. I've known people that do this before. I think that's actually fairly normal.
Shannon.
Yes. My abnormal is I cannot have any liquid, whether it be Coke, water, milkshake. I have to chew it before I can swallow anything.
Huh. Okay.
Weird.
I also have that my food can't touch. That's a... It cannot. I will get separate plates for everything, but especially water. I mean, it doesn't matter what the liquid, I cannot.
It's so funny how I tend to have a liquid thing when it comes to meals. Like, I don't like soup because I don't like, to me, it confuses me that I'm drinking my meal. Like, if I have soup, it has to be like a chowder or something, that there's something in there I can chew.
I think we've all talked about this. This is one of our favorite segments, and I think the reason we all like it so much is because it makes us feel so normal.
So normal,
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Bert Show.
A friend of mine has a predicament I want to relay to you guys and see if you've ever been in this situation or see if you can help.
Okay.
Because both of us are kind of stuck on what to do about it. But my friend has somebody in her life who really, really doesn't like her.
Okay.
Can't stand her for personal reasons and has sort of made it their mission to trash her. Right?
Really? Okay.
Trash her reputation, talk badly about her to anybody that will listen. Like, just somebody that's just got this vendetta against her.
And she's not 17.
And no, exactly.
And what high school does she go to?
No, and she's an adult. And so she doesn't really have angst towards this person. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like really let it go and been like, well, that's their problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But this person won't stop being... trying to aggravate all kinds of personal situations, get in between friendships, mm-hmm. and it's even affecting work relationships because this person works not directly in her office, but mm-hmm. in with an event mm-hmm. connected to her work.
So and this is just a friend. This is not somebody that there's a past with this person on a romantic level or anything like that.
It's not an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend or anything like that.
It's just a random person.
It is a person that was formerly in her friend group, mm-hmm. and they're not friends anymore.
Wow.
There was a falling out, and it was years ago mm-hmm. that the falling out all happened. But this person is still really, really mean to her, to everyone that they know mutually in common, and just really sort of takes a shot at her every chance that this person gets.
See, the difference between adulthood and high school is high school, I mean, this does sound so much like high school.
It does.
And in adulthood, there is legal things called restraining order. You know? I mean, because it sounds like it's harassing, you know, because if it's affecting that friend's life, then this person is actually harassing them.
Right.
Indirectly.
And so her question is, like, how does she get this hateful person out of her life completely? Like, mm-hmm.
I would assume that she's already completely ignoring.
She does.
Okay.
Absolutely completely ignores it. Like, won't give that person the time of day. Like, no response to any sort of, you know, emails that come forward but it's affecting friendships around her mm-hmm. and it's affecting work relationships because she does have to be in the same room with this person mm-hmm. for a certain event mm-hmm. that's going on. And mm-hmm. so she's trying to figure out, like, how do, Like, how does she handle herself when she has to be in the room with this person who's always so hateful
and oddly obsessed with her
about her, you know? Behind her back, and really hateful to not only her friends but coworkers? And like, she's like, so how do I handle it?
Yeah.
So
years
Kiki,
ago, odd.
Welcome to the Bird Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you, Kiki?
I'm good, even though I still haven't gotten my tickets yet.
Oh, you're calling for Alicia Keys, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But I do have a suggestion for her.
Yeah.
Okay. I just recently went through the exact same thing with a friend. Like, I thought we were, like, really, really, really close.
Uh-huh.
And before, you know, I was putting it off. I was like, I'm going to be the adult about it. I'm just going to leave it alone. Until it got to the point where it started messing up my relationship with my fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Then I snapped.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did the high school thing. I brought up, you know, real dirt about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has left me alone.
So you fought fire with fire.
I had to, because, like, it was just lies and lies that she started telling everybody, friends of friends. And once it got to my fiancé and, you know, he was upset about it, you know, even though he knew it wasn't true,
mm-hmm.
I brought out her dirty little secrets, and I've heard nothing else.
So wait, you brought them out to your fiancé or to her?
I brought them out to her boyfriend and her baby's daddy and to her mom and to friends of friends.
Dang.
I did exactly
Dang.
What she did to me.
Okay. Dang. Okay.
Would you guys...
Fight fire with fire is what you say.
Yeah.
Would you guys, and Kiki, you can answer this too, and Wendy and Melissa and Jen, for women,
mm-hmm.
or actually, no, for any relationship, I would almost think it's harder to have a friendship go bad than a... romantic relationship go bad, because with a romantic relationship you can declare,
yes, right.
you know, whatever, Wendy and I are dating now, we hate each other, I'm allowed to publicly say Wendy drives me nuts,
and everybody,
she can say the same
and
about
everybody
me.
Understands and everybody understands, and then the relationship just, it kind of over years, like you said, over time it just kind of fades away, nobody cares anymore,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
But for this to be,
it's harder when it's a friendship, because you're like, wow, I really thought this person was my friend. We've been through it, through everything. She's been by my side through everything that I've gone through. And then it's just like, out of nowhere, you know, you started talking mess about me, and for what reason? And my thing is, her thing, she was jealous because of me and my fiancé's relationship with mm-hmm. my daughter. And I'm like, it's not always peaches and cream. What you see is not always that pretty. You're never at home with us when the door's closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think, too, that my friend is considering going to her bosses and mm-hmm. considering trying to say, like, this is affecting my work situation. Like, what would she do? Would she file, like, an official human resources complaint?
I would.
Well,
because it's not like this person has, like, attacked her, but it's like verbal harassment through other people. Does that make sense?
Who
and
is,
when you get to work,
it, like, creates
that's
a hostile
serious.
Environment.
And that's, I mean, when it comes to work, I mean, when it comes to your personal life, I mean, that's emotionally draining. But when it comes to work, I mean, that's when, like I said earlier, as an adult, you can actually file things against people, you know, mm-hmm. like you couldn't in high school.
Hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. All she has to do is get a restraining order. I went through this for 2 years with my crazy ex-husband. He was sending nasty emails to me, to my friends, making obliged phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I started saving the voicemails. I put all the nasty voicemails on a CD. I had my friend send me a copy of the nasty emails that he sent, as well as the ones he sent to me. Took them all to court. Got a restraining order. No problem.
And then that stopped
me, my friends, anybody else. So rather than fight fire with fire, keep your mouth shut, save all your crap, and take her to court.
I do like the save all the stuff, like document everything that somebody mm-hmm. brings back to the friend. If the friend sees any emails or anything, I would keep that as well. But I wonder, has anyone ever put a restraining order out on an ex-friend? Because she did it to an ex-husband. It's like Jeff said, well, that makes sense. Everybody understands
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that makes sense. And like a court of law would be like, okay, what's an ex-husband? Whatever,
but
whatever.
A restraining
but this
order
is an ex-friend.
And a
oh, here's, a, here's an HR person.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And before we talk to, is it Catherine?
Yes.
All right, before we talk to Catherine, in the hierarchy of the organization, who is more valuable, your friend or the person attacking your friend?
To that work environment?
I think to that work environment, it's my friend who's
okay.
the most valuable to the company.
Okay. Okay. Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a human resources manager, and I would mm-hmm. say absolutely she should go and file a complaint. especially since it's affecting her work and could possibly affect her work performance, she should absolutely go and file a complaint.
Does it make her complaint more valid if she has witnesses too? Like if it, instead of it being she said and that person says, could it be like if another person at that work environment heard something that that person said that was mean, should that person go to the HR?
Yeah, it does help if you have witnesses, because the he said, she said really is tough to to handle as an HR, but it does help if you have witnesses, definitely.
And what's the official complaint? Like that person's creating a hostile work environment?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Catherine.
That's good.
Bye.
That is just so juvenile. I mean, it's just
it's
so
really
waste of
juvenile
energy.
And it's like my friend doesn't understand it. She's like, it was so long ago. Like, let it go. I don't have any hard feelings towards you. Like, just leave me alone. Like, get out of my life and go away. And she keeps like trying to behave in this way, but it just, she's like, it just won't, nothing changes it. It just continues and it persists. And it's this hateful, mean behavior. And it's like, how do you cut somebody out of your life that's that obsessed with being hateful towards you?
Because in high school, you're forced to be in class together.
Right.
In adult life, you surround yourself with people you can get along with, and that's just like the fat that needs to be cut out.
It is really odd with friendships that end as adults because you're not allowed to say I don't like that person anymore.
No.
Like if Melissa and I had a falling out, I'm not allowed to declare, you know what? I don't like her.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going
right.
home.
Right. You just can't do that. And you know what? You should be able to do that as an adult.
Yes.
You should be
yes.
able to declare anyone you want. You should be able to announce they're not my friend. You're not my friend anymore.
Don't come to my house ever again.
Melissa Carter, get out of my house.
You're on The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen. It's The Burt Show.
All right. Now, this is a conversation for girls. Now, maybe guys can, have an opinion on it, but guys usually don't cry very much. They always talk about how, you know, you can ask. We've asked Jeff. We've asked Burt in the past, how many times in your life have you cried? And it's almost like a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
Where a woman can cry a handful of times in a day. So
this is fascinating because you talk about the crying being like a cleansing thing.
Yes.
Like where there might not be anything sad or upsetting, but just 100 little things. And you're like, you know what? I'm just stressed.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
It's
I think a lot of times guys mistake that for weakness. But that's how we can handle things is by crying. And so last night I told these guys when I came in, and I didn't have to tell them because it's evident, I had a good cry last night. So it was one of those that there's so many things going on at the time, so I couldn't, it was not tears about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I am assuming that a lot of it stemmed from the fact that I'm frustrated that I don't feel good. You know, like I've talked about how I've battled this ear infection for the past 6 weeks. Before that, I had broken my ankle and was around on a cast for 3 months. So since September, I have not been 100%. And I think maybe last night it was just at the boiling point that I had to get it out. And so I had a good cry last night. And a lot of times for women, if you don't feel good, and again, Wendy and I joked, I have to check the calendar to see if the hormones added to it.
Oh, trust me.
You know,
always throws you over the top.
Yeah, but it was a
By the way, I also need to watch the Super Bowl somewhere this weekend to regain some masculinity. Because this is the second time today we've had this conversation. Go ahead, girls.
Anyway, so, but let me give the phone number at 404-741-Q100 because I do need swollen eye remedies, because the good cry last night was a good heart. I mean, it started off as tear and then a little more tears and then need a Kleenex to wipe it off. And then I just let it go. I mean, I had a good hard cry. So I think
those don't come as often. Women cry and we have like a little cry, but like the really hard ones where it's for a while.
Yes. I don't know the last time I did that.
Let it just be overwhelming.
Right. It was it's just one of those.
Usually those are after like a huge breakup, like where you just put yourself to sleep crying and you're like in sweatpants for 2 weeks and that whole thing.
Right.
But yeah, when you just get overwhelmed and let it go, your eyes get swollen shut.
Yes. And so I said last night that I thought that my mistake was this happened right before I went to bed. And then I went to bed, because I know for me, if I cry and I don't let myself stay vertical, you know, for gravity to help with the swelling, and I lay down, I mean, I actually put like a cold cloth on my eyes and put a little ice on my eyes before I went to bed, thinking that would be fine. Mm-hmm. So I woke up this morning.
And I'll go one step further than talking about guys crying.
Yeah.
I don't ever recall ever crying to the point where it's affected my eyes, like being swollen or anything.
Really?
To that length. Wow. I don't think so.
Really?
A good cry, you need a good nap right afterwards. Yeah. Or you need just to go to bed.
Exhausted. You sleep heavy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I woke up this morning, and it was one of those things, like I woke up, opened my eyes, and I blinked a little bit, and I thought, well, they do feel a little funny, but I think they're okay. Like, I fooled myself into thinking they're okay. So, because especially...
I can see!
I could open them. But the remedy, though, of course, comes with the fact I knew I had to go to work this morning. So I got up, and I went to the bathroom, and I was shocked at what I saw, because I think that it is the worst swelling I've ever had after a cry. Because, sometimes I can get in the shower, or in an hour or two, it'll be fine. But I'm in a ball cap where the bill is, like, over my eyes, so the shadows cover my eyes, because it is that bad. I went to the bathroom not too long ago, and it's still...
check them out, still, the poofiness.
Yes. And so this morning I thought, one of my first thoughts was, I wish I knew a remedy that I could at least, you know, curb it a little bit, because it looked so bad. Like, Katie actually got up to go get a drink of water, I guess because the dogs made noise and woke her up. And then when she came back down the hall, I said, do you want to see my eyes? And she came in and she looked at him and she said, I've never seen him look like that. And then she said, do you want me to go slice you some cucumbers?
Aww. Cucumbers do work, but you've got to be able to lay still with the cucumbers. Like, if you put the cucumbers on your eyes and then like a cold, wet washcloth to kind of push them down, that definitely helps. But you got to be able to lay down flat for however long.
Yeah. And that's what
you don't have that time before
studio?
Work in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't do that at your office.
So, yeah. So basically my question is, I mean, I know, long story short, too late, is that I do need a remedy for what I can put in my pantry in the bathroom in case this ever happens again.
Quick fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some sort of cream or some sort of...
Because I thought if I was a TV personality, I'd had to call in sick.
No, you couldn't go to work.
I could not go to work. Mm-hmm. I don't see how TV people do it.
They
because
don't.
Women in TV, they have to cry, right?
I think, I don't know.
They get to the point where they don't.
I think they cut off a lot of that. Anyway, that's just my perception.
For survival.
You know what? We should ask Karen and Jill about it.
Yes, we'll ask Karen
Next
and Jill.
Next time you
do
Skype, you got to put that as your topic and ask them.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
Welcome to The View. This is Delilah.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to be at work by 9, and then I have those swollen eyes.
Uh-huh.
My remedy is, if you get up in the morning, I've got a coffee filter. My coffee pot is set automatically. It starts to brew.
Uh-huh.
As soon as it's done, my alarm goes off. I go in there, grab the filter with the coffee grind still in it, set it on my eyes.
Uh-huh.
It takes the swelling out of your eyes. Plus, if you're ever going out and you've got a bikini thing that you got to go, you got a little bit of cellulite problem, you can even lay the coffee grinds in the filter on that, and it decreases any puffiness or swelling.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
man, that would have been great this morning. I had that.
So you have to hold up the coffee filter with the grinds in it and put that on the place that's swollen.
That's what she's saying.
That's good. I wonder if that works for acne bumps, too.
I don't know.
Hey, Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I don't know if this should be part of the Am I Normal segment.
Okay.
But Preparation H.
I thought of that. I've heard that before.
Do you really put that near your eyes?
No, you don't. You just put it like on the top of your eyelid, but you don't want to put it too close to your eyelash so that eventually, and you don't put that much.
Okay.
You don't need that much. Just a little dab. Just kind of, you can actually just, you know, smooth it out on your fingers.
Okay.
And then just kind of put it on your lids. And it does, it works.
Okay, I'm going to have to go get some and put that in the
closet. But you got to go easy on that application.
You don't want that in your eyeball.
You don't want that to get on your eyelashes and then get into your eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you just do it on the lid just a little bit and just rub it in really good.
Do you do it?
You'll notice the difference.
Do you do it underneath for the bags as well?
I've never done it underneath. I know I've done it because typically if I cry, my top lids are the issues.
Yeah,
okay.
I look
always the really swollen one, so I've never done it underneath. But I mean, I can't imagine why you can't do it. But just don't put it near the lining of your eye.
Right. I described myself to these guys this morning as Rocky after a fight. I mean, my eyes literally top, bottom, side, like in my nose area, right there at the corner of my eye, that swelled this morning. I look horrible.
You cry pretty though. I cry real ugly.
You've never seen me cry that hard.
Is there anybody, seen you cry that hard, but I've seen you cry before, and you cry pretty. So just know that while you're crying, you look pretty. It's just afterwards you got to fix.
When we finish this, can we...
I got the whole thing ugly. I got the whole ugly cry thing.
Aww.
Like we were talking to Joanna earlier, and producer Joanna says she cries. I'm like, yeah, but you cry pretty like one of those Hispanic soap operas.
And she's just dabbing
where
her.
It's just like a little, you know, a little tear.
Little
my face
tear.
Is like splotchy, red, swollen. My nose is like Rudolph, like
so you can't go on The Bachelor.
No, oh my god, never. I could never go on one of those shows because they would give me enough wine to make me cry, and I would be like the ugly crier is what they would have up there, like as my name.
Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Melissa.
Yes. I have this problem every single time I cry, and that's of course every day with me sometimes. What I do, I take 5 minutes, and if you go get some green tea bags and wet them with cool water, take 5 minutes, put them on your eyes, and then it goes away within 5 minutes.
And use cool water on that.
Yeah, cool water, just get them a little bit cool. I actually read about this in Cosmo. Some like makeup person said that to do it like any kind of swelling with your eyes, and I've done it ever since. It works every time.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we're not laughing at you. We're like, what are y'all laughing at? Drinking the tea afterwards or something?
No.
Oh, you're just talking about
something.
Teabagging.
I didn't catch it. Anyway.
After this, can we?
You know what? I'm not putting that on my eye. I can tell you that.
If it works,
I don't give a damn how swollen they are. They ain't going nowhere near my eye. I do want to say, and I got an email. Jeff is so uncomfortable.
I know. Can we look for things that will reduce my growing vagina after this segment?
I got
some sort of cream or salve or surgery or anything?
I got an email from a listener who said that Mary Kay actually sells a product called Indulging Soothing Eye Gel. For
you
this very
get
purpose.
That. It doesn't even matter how expensive it is.
Yeah. You gotta
take out a loan and buy it.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Nothing much. Mayonnaise works very well for swollen eyes.
Really?
Oh.
What
yes,
do you,
isn't it oily?
From the fridge.
So wait, so you put it on there for how long and then you gotta wash it off, obviously. It doesn't sink in.
No, probably about 5-10 minutes. My mom used to do it with me when I was younger. I got stung by a bee and found out that I was allergic to them, and my eyes swelled shut. And the next day at school was picture day.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah.
So she put...
Oops, I just disconnected
Jeff.
Her.
Jeff.
Sorry.
Eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
And 10 minutes, it was gone.
Really? Okay. Cold
10
mayonnaise.
Minutes, cold mayo, and wash it off.
Cold
I
mayo.
Like that.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
Everybody's got a jar
See,
of mayo.
See, I had mayonnaise this morning. I may have had green tea bags somewhere. And the coffee filters. I so,
if
totally
you came,
could help
if,
this
if you came in smelling like green tea, mayonnaise, and
coffee.
Leah
and
here
cucumbers.
Is saying the cucumbers, I would have gotten hungry.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Burt Show.
We're talking about the Super Bowl, and off the air, we just had a long conversation about favorite and least favorite commercials.
Right.
During, I know the Snickers one got a lot of talk, but I didn't see that one.
That I didn't
was
see
Betty,
that one either.
Betty White was in that.
Oh, that that's the one,
either.
Yes.
That one.
No, they were, I did see that one. That was where it was a bunch of guys just playing backyard football.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of the commercial, you see Betty White is one of the people playing as the receiver and like just getting hit and knocked around all over the place. And so the quarterback comes up to her and says, I mean, what is wrong with you? You're playing like Betty White. And he goes, I'm just so worn out. Then a girl comes up to him and says, honey, here's a Snicker. And once Betty White ate the Snicker, she turned into a guy and
gotcha.
Said, thanks so much. And so, it, yeah, so that was cute. Very cute.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So what we're going to do is play these commercials.
Okay.
And you guys have to try to remember what the... And you can call to 404-741-Q100. Call and try to identify the business.
Okay.
Based
the product.
On the product based on the audio from the commercial.
Okay.
When I first started, I was like, casual Fridays. Awesome. Morning. That's kind of changed my position a little. I mean, if people want to express themselves, I am right there with you.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
We've decided to make casual Fridays all week.
Of course, if it's mandatory, it can't be casual.
Nice pants, Terry.
Oh, that one's awesome.
Is that the one where they're all in their underwear?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you want us to answer or you want listeners to answer?
If you know, yeah, listeners can call in and we'll play them for you on the phone. But yeah, if you do you know what it is?
Well, my first guess is monster.com.
Wrong.
Okay.
It's for Lee pants.
Wrong.
Well, I can't participate because I have the answers in front of me. So because
it's for finding a new job.
Yes.
And my first thought is monster.com.
Careerbuilder.com.
Career Builder.
Yeah. Same.
Gotcha.
Randy.
I'm honored to be here after 29 seasons and 50 years old. When you're older than most of the fans and coaches and owners, it's tough taking orders from people. Should probably retire after this. I don't know. Maybe.
We don't know what things will be like 10 years from now.
Thank you.
I love that one. I just love that Brett Favre has such a great sense of humor about retiring.
Do you think he actually did it? Do you think he participated in the commercial, or did they just superimpose him from some other speech?
He participated.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really because he was talking about.
I remember the ad. I just can't remember what it's for. Is it Bud Light?
I mean, he was great, and he was. Yeah, it was. Oh,
okay. It was supposed to be 2020.
Yeah, and he said it after 30 years.
Yeah.
Got
it. I guess Dodge.
Boy, Melissa's not an advertiser's friend today. Anyone else?
I was going with, like, Bud Light.
Hyundai.
Melissa was close.
I'm in the same, you know.
You're in the right industry.
In right industry, but
that,
I will say the branding.
That Dodge commercial, that Dodge Charger commercial was hilarious. The guy one where he was like, I will take out the recycling.
See, I thought that was long and boring.
I thought it was so funny.
Too long.
I
took
loved
too
it.
Long to get to the
it
message.
It was like, man's last stand.
I loved it.
Hey, Denisha.
Yes.
Hey, you want to try to guess this next one?
Sure.
All right.
Since we can't get it right.
Okay, so it's 3708. Okay. Paper or plastic?
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
I know this one!
The better.
I know.
Let's go, take the house.
Put the rind down. Sir, that's a compost infraction.
This is funny.
I love that one.
Denisha, what do you think it is?
I have no idea. I couldn't even hear it.
Jen?
I remember the Eco Police, but I can't remember what it was for. It was so funny.
Audi!
Oh, yeah!
Yay!
Melissa has to get that right, or she gets fired.
Yeah, Jim Ellisad is like, thank God.
I wear no pants.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah?
Were you able to hear that last one?
Yeah.
The I wear no pants chant?
Yep.
Do you know who it was?
That was Dockers.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
we're
five commercials in, and finally somebody's got it right.
Yeah. Jeff, did you log on and get your free pair of pants?
I didn't. Can you really get free pants?
Because it's time for men to wear the pants again.
It was free
that
pants.
That was their tagline.
I don't believe in free pants.
He sits in his underwear. It's casual Friday for Jeff every day.
Hey, Colleen.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to try to guess this next one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Get born, get slapped, now get to school, be good at sports, always look cool, lift weights, be strong, know how to fight, stay out late, but be polite, now find a nice girl who'll say, I do, then have three kids who look just like you. Break the leaves from the hedge and mow the yard. Honey, can you open this jar? If you hear a noise in the middle of the night, go check it out. With the flashlight, you've reached a stage where you feel at ease. You've come this far and it wasn't a breeze. You can take on anything, of course you can, because you're a man.
Because you're a man.
Colleen, did you hear it?
Yeah, it's
the
body wash.
Yes,
that's
right.
Body
wash for men.
My thought with that was, I still think it's going to be tough to get a guy to wash with something called Dove. Like they should.
No, they make it in that manly looking bottle.
Yeah,
the blue,
but
the dark blue.
It's still Dove.
It is manly and it is a body wash.
Slate.
Just spray some musk on you afterwards. Be a man.
All right,
with
Candace,
the doctors.
We'll do one more right now. You want to try to guess this?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Yes, I will.
Boy one.
Black one.
Silver one.
Gray one.
Red one.
Green one.
Gray one.
Candace, do you remember that one?
Yes.
What was it?
Bud Light?
Nope.
No, not Bud Light.
Not even. She didn't even know. She was just throwing it out there. She's like, you know, Bud Light ran a lot of spots. Budweiser. I don't know. Jen, you have a guess?
No, I don't. Volkswagen.
Yes. There was the Punch
that
Bug
was
commercial.
Stevie Wonder one.
And yes. It makes me sad because they don't make bugs anymore.
Oh.
Like they did a Punch Bug commercial, but the thing is they were punching at every Volkswagen that went by.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're calling it Punch Dub.
Right. But it's from Punch Bug.
Yeah.
But the funny part was that it was Tracy Morgan and Stevie Wonder at the end, and Stevie Wonder punched Tracy Morgan, and you know, and Tracy Morgan, how did you know? So it was very funny.
That's cute.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.